Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Chicago? That's right. It is Friday, December 23rd, 2016. And Taking Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios, located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. We have an outstanding show for you guys on today. Today, yeah, we started a little late, had to readjust some things, had to come up with a brand new link and everything, had some technical difficulties, but we are good to go. Look at y'all. We have a great show for you today. In the studio, as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Danielle King, alongside my brother in ministry, Pastor Cornelius Parks from the First Bethel Church. How are you, sir?
What a do. I'm good, man.
Man,
you?
We good. I'm good, man. We starting about, what's that, about 5 minutes late, but we all right. Had to get through some stuff. The company that we use, all of their support people, I guess they're already on holiday break.
They're on holiday break, man.
So we had to do some stuff. So I don't know how that's going to affect what we're doing. We had to use a lower quality sound for those people listening via the phone and everything else. Facebook Live, the rest of y'all got it good. Y'all all right. It's the people on the Blog Talk side who we probably don't even know. We got a new link out there, so hopefully we don't screw nothing up for the day, but it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But look at y'all. We have a great show. It's Praise Break Friday. This is the last show before Christmas. Praise Break Friday. 9 things I wish worship leaders didn't say. 9 things.
Man, I might add my own in there.
I wish the worship leaders did not say, but it's good. It's good. I'm excited about it, man. We got a good show, but let me give you the rundown on how you can contact the show. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. If you're already listening on the line, just push 1, and you can be a part of the show. If you're already listening on the line, just push 1, and you can be a part of the show. If you are watching or if you are on social media, so are we, simply go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show. Real simple. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Now, I know I started the live broadcast, but I don't see it. You don't either, do you? Yeah, so I'm not sure what's going on today. But we're going to get it together slowly but surely. It says we're live, but I don't see nothing. Okay. That's crazy. All right. It say we live over there. We'll figure it out. Ustream is up though, right?
Yeah, Ustream is up.
Right, okay. So Facebook is doing its own thing. All right. We'll get together in a minute. But if you're on social media, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio, and you can find us there. If you want to tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. You can email the show that way. The live stream is up. Ustream.tv is up and running. I see some folk already popped in on that, so I know that's working because y'all can see us. Facebook Live, don't quite know what is going on that side. I'm going to try to restart the stream one more time and see if we can get that up and running one more again. Amen. Last but not least, iTunes. If you want to follow us on iTunes, you can download the podcast on iTunes. Real simple, real easy to do. Download the podcast on iTunes. Simply go to your iTunes account, do a search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon under the podcast section, and you will find us there. Let's try this one more again. Let's see what happens with Facebook Live. Hopefully it works this time, y'all. We're going to wait and see. All right. Now I see the time running up there. So maybe I didn't see that before. So maybe it's actually going to work this time. Oh, my God, really? Let me do one of them church lines. The devil is busy.
It's working.
Okay, it's up now? Gotcha. There you go. All right. Maybe is the signal weak or something today? What's really going on?
What's going on?
Man, what's going on? But anyway, what's going on, Doc?
Man, you got it, man. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Is today the last day or was yesterday
man,
the last day?
I thought yesterday was going to be the last day.
That's
man.
Why I was rushing to get over there to you because I thought for sure.
Today definitely going to be the last day, man.
Okay, today is the last day.
Yeah,
you got a bunch of stuff left, too, don't you?
The things I don't get, people don't come and get.
Uh-huh.
Man, it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
People don't want to come and get gifts. They want you to bring them to them.
Okay, see.
They want us to give them and have a delivery service.
You're going
to
make me say something.
Ungrateful.
You're going to make me say something.
Trifling, transvert.
Okay.
I know, right?
Nah, I'm what is these people I'm looking
man,
at?
So it's,
okay,
but,
go ahead.
You know, it's been good, and
mm-hmm.
we have exceeded our target goal. And what I'm going to do today, all that I don't give out, I have a guy, Maurice Faytel.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a big toy give out at Martin Luther King Skating Rink tonight. And so all that we don't give out, he's going to come and get and just take it, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
You got to go somewhere. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Just a rough estimate. How much stuff you think you got left? You sound like it's a lot.
Man, I don't know, man. I still got stuff on. I might keep it on the pews because Sunday morning,
that's true.
A lot of members might not come to church. So I could preach to the toys.
Preach to
yeah, I could preach to the toys. Yeah, so I might, you know, I just thought of, I might just be creative and just, can I get an amen monopoly?
Man.
Barbie, do you hear me now? Frozen, can you hear me Frozen? I don't
really?
Want you to melt in here, Frozen.
Really? Really? You just going to preach to the toy?
Man, listen here. Hey, man. Remote control car. You better stay right in your seat. I don't want you to get out your seat.
You got a problem. Your mind is bad.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
My. Let's see here. We got some folk coming in. Okay, now Facebook Live is working. I see y'all now. Okay, good morning, Dana Miller. Afternoon was morning for you, right? Dana Miller, Andrea Victoria, God's favorite. How many names you got, baby? I can't read all of it. Andrea Victoria, God's favorite me, Merle, said, hey, Pastor Paul.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Jamie.
She got about 75 names. Amen. Bless the bless the Lord.
Oh my God. I can't take it.
So what's going on, man?
Man,
what's going
nothing
on?
Much.
You tired?
Man,
I know you're wild.
I'm wild, man. It's been a ride, and devil got busy yesterday.
Really?
Oh man, devil got busy.
Mm-hmm.
One of my greatest supporters. We had a little run in, and it was hard. It was rough, and
mm-hmm.
To be honest, I was really down because of that, but. You know, to God be the glory. God always have a way to heal the wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just rough out here. You know, sometimes we take words out of content and without thinking what we're about to do and say,
mm-hmm.
we react in a way and we forget three things in life you can never get back, words, time, and opportunity.
Wow.
So I tell people to be careful how you respond in anger.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I am good at, and I can brag on this,
mm-hmm.
I don't say things out of anger that I wouldn't say if I wasn't angry.
Okay.
I'm pretty cool on that.
That's good. That's
it takes
good.
A lot to really get me to that point, but I'm more calm
mm-hmm.
more when I'm angry
mm-hmm.
than I am just normally. I say whatever comes up, come out. But when I'm angry, I'm serious, when I'm
okay.
angry,
uh-huh.
I'm very careful on what comes out because I know, especially when you're talking to a woman, because I never want to degrade, belittle
mm-hmm.
a mother,
mm-hmm.
woman, or anything.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm careful. And so yesterday was one of those trying days, so I just went down to the church. I didn't want nobody to come.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me just come down by myself. I sorted out more toys because we went back shopping. That was Wednesday night,
mm-hmm.
Midnight, man. It was crazy in Walmart and came out with like six buggies, six cars.
So you went shopping after I saw you
yeah.
Wednesday night. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
We said to God be the glory. God, I thank everyone that have participated in our toy drive. It's been fabulous. And, you know, I was watching on the news how they a lot of organizations throughout the city get a lot of pub.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm grateful that the magnitude of gifts that we did, and we're not celebrities.
Right.
Right.
We're not celebrity preachers.
We didn't pub it out in channel the news, and we didn't get the publicity, but we still did the job.
Right.
And I'm thankful for the team that have really stood by me, Star Quality Social Club. I thank God for them. Leslie Kelly, I thank God for her. It's a lot of First Bethel members that I'm thankful for that stood in the gap. People from afar, even Dana Miller, she donated all the way from California.
Right, right.
We have people from New York, and it's just unbelievable. And so it's been a ride. This have been a ride, and I tell anyone, you have to prepare yourself, not just mentally, but spiritually.
Right.
When you begin to take something of this magnitude, because all many years, I never set a target. This is the first year I set a target. And you don't know, you coming through with the gift wrapping, that was a major blessing.
That was from one of our, she don't like her name to be mentioned, but that was from one of our listeners, one of my people here at the church. But
amen.
They, yeah.
God be the glory.
Yeah.
That was major.
Yeah, that was huge.
That was, man, believe it or not, you know, I shot it off that gift wrapping because
it was a lot of it, too.
We was at a standstill.
Yeah.
Right before you called me.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And so when you call, it just hit perfect.
Okay. Okay.
And so and I'm going to tell you this, yesterday I got to the point I don't want nobody because.
What's up, Apostle David Rogers? I see you just popped in the room, man. Come on.
Now, one of the things I learned, too, is you got to be careful who you ask to help you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if everyone don't have a heart like you to give, then people start scoping what they want.
That's true.
And I'm going to be honest, I was hurt by my members. My members, they really let
some
me,
of your members.
Yeah,
just say that.
Yeah,
don't say right.
Some of my members.
Some of your members.
They came in, didn't volunteer, didn't help, but came in shopping. But you know, and I'm saying it openly because I'm hurt.
Wow.
I gave them 2 days of opportunity. It was last Friday and Sunday.
Right.
To get whatever they want.
What they wanted, what they get.
And so yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was, and then came back. Shopping and I can see if you giving help, you helping, you wrapping or you bringing gift wrapping paper or you donated towards delivery
something.
No, you didn't do nothing. You didn't put in on this.
But you in his
shop and then shop and leave. And so now the people who's volunteering, they see this.
Yeah,
that's not members.
Right.
Hit this, not members. Now they looking at me like, why would I want to be and they probably saying this, why would I want to be part of this church?
Why would I want, when I see your,
if I don't have the influence on my own members
when
to say
how selfish your people are too.
So that bothered me tremendously. But other than that, I asked the Lord to give me a spiritual calmness and I pray. I don't know how my spirit going to be Sunday. And I'm being honest with you.
I'm going to tell you right now, don't even allow, you already know how your spirit going to be. Let me tell you right now, because you're not even going to allow this foolery. To run you any type of way or discourage you, because you did the job that God called you to do. You followed the vision that he gave you. You followed it by the letter. You did everything you were asked to do, and you cannot allow a few folk to dampen. Think about it. Think about all the stuff. Just like you said, you shot it when you got the wrapping paper. You had people sending money from all over the place. People looking forward to the process, people who got behind you. So because a handful of folk, because that's all it is, a handful of folk want to act a fool, you cannot allow those people to deter what already happened and what still happened. But because of what God did through you, there's going to be some babies on Christmas morning going to wake up with some gifts.
And
so you can't let
see that.
Okay, so you cannot allow a few folk to because here's the deal. This is something that I've been discussing for the last couple of days. I got a lot of stuff going on in my own brain. That, you know what, sometimes you have to just take a step back and allow folk to fall in their own mess. So what you do is you put the stuff out there. They came and shopped. Oh, well, let, mm-hmm. that's on them.
Uh-huh.
Because guess what? Well, nothing you could do with the stuff.
That's right.
It needed to go. They got it.
That's right.
Let God deal with them.
That's right.
Because see, I'm gonna release some stuff too, and let God
that's
just
right.
handle it too.
That's right.
So don't
that's right.
don't
I,
let
and
folk,
I received that.
Yeah, don't let folk get to you like that, man. It ain't worth it.
I received that, but
it really ain't.
I was so blessed Wednesday night. We had people come all the way from Indiana, man. That dealing with a lot of issues. We have family members that. Moms is locked up
mm-hmm.
that we blessed. We have family members that parents just died recently. So it was so many. It wasn't just given out to just an average kid.
Mm-hmm.
This year we gave out really to those who really was in dire's need.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know, man, until you're doing something of this magnitude, what's really going on in person's lives. You never know the struggle, their lack.
Right.
And we as people, we take for granted that we are able to do certain things, but there's some people that look like us that's not able to do or have the things that they desire. And so one brother, man, and this blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
He called me up. He hit me up, and I've been knowing him from playing basketball, younger guy. He looked up to me, and he's like, man, I need some help, man. He explained his mm-hmm. Girl just went to jail
mm-hmm.
or something. I don't even know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two kids. And so I asked him,
mm-hmm.
I said, listen, how about three gifts mm-hmm. apiece?
Mm-hmm.
He said, listen, man, one gift apiece
wow.
is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, I said, no, the Lord convicted me because I
mm-hmm.
heard his heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
His brother had to cut his hours from work
mm-hmm.
because he don't have no one to watch his kids.
Wow.
And so the Lord put it on my heart. And not only did I just bless him with gifts, I took – now, some people I did deliver.
Right.
But not only did I bless him with gifts,
mm-hmm.
but I blessed him with
mm-hmm.
a financial
That's awesome.
Blessing as well.
That's awesome.
Because I seen his heart.
Right.
Man.
That's awesome.
And, you know, we was in the parking lot, and he broke down.
Wow.
We both two men in the parking lot
wow.
just embracing one another. And
mm-hmm.
so this is what this season is all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'm glad that we as a people, because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't just First Bethel. It was the people of Chicago,
yeah,
people
of
the
United all over.
States of America.
All over.
That have believed in the vision and
yeah.
made this possible. So I said, to God be the glory.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Look, y'all. We're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. And think about this while we take our break. Because Christmas is coming up, right?
Uh-huh.
Give me your top five Christmas toys. Your top
yeah.
five. Your top five Christmas toys that you got or wanted or that you didn't get.
Gotcha.
One or two. We're going to be right back, y'all. We're going to take a real short break. And when we come back, we're going to have this good conversation. Y'all should be good. TTLO.
Hey, this is Dana.
And I'm Devon.
And you're listening to Taking the Limits Off Radio. We just want to wish all of our listeners a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
And a superb Happy New Year.
Superb. I like that. That's good. Y'all stay blessed. Hey, this is Dana from the Taking the Limits Off Radio Show. I just wanted to wish all of our listeners and their families a blessed Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hey, this is Dana from the Taking the Limits Off Radio Show. I just wanted to wish all of our listeners and their families a blessed Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Look, y'all, we are back. Sorry about that. We had to take a quick commercial break. Had some stuff happen.
Wow.
While we're on commercial break.
Man.
You want to share with the people?
Man, listen. Man, they trying to make me go in on air. Like, oh, my God. Listen, people, I just got one of the greatest gifts ever. Number one, I got a Dunkin' Donuts. Anybody know me, I know I love Dunkin'.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to refrain from tears, y'all.
But listen, I got to read this card. I got to. It said, a slim Jim, so you may be skinny in 2017. I'm going to eat a lot of those. A snicker because you are not yourself.
Uh-huh.
When you and the co-hosts are together, Lord have mercy.
Uh-huh.
Skittles because I want you to taste the rainbow.
Uh-huh.
2017 will be your best year yet. Next year, take the time to save your life moments, embrace it, love it, and see yourself owning it. Merry Christmas. Oh, my God.
And who's that from?
One of our listeners, Dana Miller.
Yeah.
All the way from California.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. Man,
yeah, she reached out last week, actually.
Oh, my God.
And asked me to go do the running around, and I said, I said, Tanya.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
I got some gummy bears.
Show the people, man. Turn it that way. Show
gummy
the
bears, Swedish fish.
Both cameras.
Man, it's right there. Too. Yeah. Gummy bears, Swedish fish.
That's pretty slick.
Slim Jims. Snickers. Wow. Man, Dana, you rock.
That's pretty,
oh, my God.
That's pretty cool. And what's in the
man.
And I think that's probably the rest of it.
Man.
What else is in there?
Lord, I got fruit snacks, y'all. Anybody that know me, how did she know all this? Now, that's what's killing me.
Well, you know, Tanya probably
got
on some of that. She just...
Hey, listen, I'm getting a pack of fruit. We want a pack of fruit snacks,
brother. I'm good.
So you don't want to eat no fruit snacks with me. I'm going to eat some fruit snacks. Wow. And there's something else.
What else? What else you got?
Boy, more fruits. Oh, this is leftover.
That's the rest of the candy, right? Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, because it all wasn't going to fit in that thing.
Wow. Man, listen here.
Dana Miller.
Thank you, Dana.
Excellent.
Way to go.
Awesome.
Way to go. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to eat some fruit snacks.
You all good.
Man, look at God.
That's pretty good.
That's what I'm talking about. Wow.
You all right now?
Man, I don't know. Let me taste one of the fruit snacks.
And you complained about a handful of ignorant folk.
Man, listen here. Boy, he's my favorite, too. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want. Man.
You feel a little better now?
Man, I feel good.
There is more. Oh, okay, got you. Oh, that was what's in the bag. That's what you're talking about. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
Okay. God, wow. That's cool. Awesome.
Wow.
So anyway, it is Christmas. It's about to be, you know, 2 days before Christmas, 2 days before Christmas. And I thought about this. I said, so I know you was in a house with a whole lot of people, so stuff probably was limited on what you could get. Because I mean, I know I've heard
limited.
I heard you tell the story about it was a lot of folk in your house.
Limited.
But my question for you is, What was the one thing? Let me start with this. What was your favorite toy that you got?
Racing set.
The racing set.
Man,
now in any specific racing set we talking about? Because I had one. I tell you I knew you was gonna say racing set because
mm-hmm.
I had one that was amazing, and I wondered you if you probably had it.
All right, I can't figure the name of it.
Uh huh.
But it was a big one that glow up.
Oh, it glowed. Okay.
It had tunnels and everything.
You had to wait till the dark to play with.
I had to wait till dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to love that thing, but it only lasted me for a week.
Why?
I would break it.
How you break the racing set?
I was bad.
How do you break the racing set?
I was bad.
So you tore your stuff up.
I was bad.
My mother would tell, I didn't tear up none of my toys. If my toys got tore up, it's because my cousin, LeJohn, tore it up.
My brother.
Let me tell that real quick. My favorite racing set.
Which one?
I had the one with the police car, Trans Am, and the did U-turn.
Yeah.
You hit the button on the top of the control,
and
the car automatically would do a U-turn on the track. That was the best racing set.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever. Like, ever.
Wow. Now, what I always wanted.
Uh-huh.
There was these high-tech walkie-talkies.
Okay, high-tech walkie-talkies. Back then.
They was the chips.
Back then they was high. Oh, okay.
Chips.
Uh-huh.
Y'all remember chips.
The police show.
The police show.
Right, California Highway Patrol, right.
California Highway.
Punch and John. Yeah.
They had the coolest
uh-huh.
walkie-talkies.
Because it was in the helmet?
No.
Oh.
It was the one, literally, just hold it out.
Okay.
Man, I could never get it. I could never get Chips walkie-talkie.
Okay.
Man,
okay.
I used to want them things so bad because I was a Chip fan.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what it was. Maybe that's why I like riding motorcycles. I don't. Man.
Those of you on Facebook Live and on Ustream and what else, put in there your top five Christmas gifts, top five Christmas toys, that is. You can give me your gifts, too. I asked you for toys first. I ain't talking about gifts. We're going to get to that. But give me your top five toy gift, your top five Christmas toy gift. So you had racing set. You never got the walkie-talkie. What else?
I
he's killing these fruit snacks, though.
Hey, y'all, I'm dog.
Dana Miller, he killing these fruit snacks right now. He killing them all over. Just make sure you take the empty bag with you because you good
cause
for
leaving. I got to have it.
He good for leaving some stuff. Come on, man.
All right, so man, I forgot my thought.
Okay.
It's fruit snacks. Because he going straight in on these fruit snacks right now. Man, listen. So growing up,
uh-huh.
And let me – all right, I was with Mama from birth to eight or nine,
uh-huh.
And then from there I was with my grandmother. So I had great Christmases.
Okay.
From 0 to 8, 9.
Okay.
Because we did get stuff with Mama.
Okay.
But then after I had to move in with my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
It got limited.
Okay.
So the best thing about Christmas then was just the family coming together.
Okay. Okay.
However. That my grandfather got us.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget this. He got us all a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode my bike. He told us, do not ride our bikes to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So I rode my bike to the store to go get something.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mom's first cousin
mm-hmm.
sitting outside. I said, Tony, wash this bike for me.
Uh-oh.
Man, Tony stole my bike.
Are you serious?
Man, Tony. Oh, him and my mama same age, and he stole my bike.
What?
And I'm sitting outside. I'm not thinking about the bike. I'm mm-hmm. thinking about the whooping.
Oh, because you let him.
Because I let him.
Watch the bike.
Because granddaddy told us, don't take your bike to the store.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, my God. Gifts. But my ultimate, you know,
uh-huh.
Let me see. My ultimate gift.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate gift. Here it is.
Uh-huh.
My ultimate gift
uh-huh.
was the green machine.
You had a green machine too?
That was my ultimate gift.
The green machine was like the best. Y'all don't know what the green machine is. Everybody know what a big wheel is, right? A big wheel. You know, the big wheel bike is at the one
yeah.
big wheel in the front, two wheels in the back. But a green machine was different.
It was like a stick shift.
A green machine. A green machine, the back wheels actually like on a regular big wheel bike, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a regular big wheel bike, the wheel is the only wheel that turns when you
yeah.
turn the handlebars.
Yeah.
On the green machine, you still pedal, but the front wheel didn't turn. The back wheels turn.
Back wheel.
Depending on which way
yeah.
you pulled the two
yeah.
sticks.
Yeah.
And the green machine would outrun any big wheel on the block.
On the block.
I got in many a races.
Yes, sir.
From Wilcox to Monroe.
Yes, sir.
We raced around the block. We was having relay races.
Yes, sir.
Big wheels versus big green machine.
Green machine.
And the green machine would leave you by a block.
Yes, sir.
The green machine.
It don't matter how fast you take off.
My first fight was over a green machine. My first fight.
Wow.
Because a dude was jumping over stuff, and he tore the chair, the seat. Off my green machine.
Because it was fragile.
Yeah, because it was plastic.
It was plastic.
It wasn't comfortable either, but it was just plastic. And he broke the chair, and I tried to kill him with my green machine.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You had a green machine. That's really awesome. The green machine.
Now, one thing we could never have.
What's that?
Was guns.
Oh, like BB guns or like play gun?
The cap guns.
You couldn't even have a cap gun.
Man, we couldn't even have a cap guns, man.
That probably was smart.
My my great grandfather, Pops, he was a Deacon Henry Wright,
uh-huh.
Mount Tabor, still got his name on a board. He'd been dead 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Deacon Henry Wright, man, he wouldn't allow us to play with no guns. But you remember we had the cap guns with the red caps.
Yeah, yeah.
Put that in the silver gun.
Right.
Pack a pack a pack.
Right, right.
Man, I used to love them things,
but you couldn't. You couldn't get one.
No, we couldn't get.
Okay, so that's good.
What was yours, man?
So I'm trying to. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I'm really trying to think about it because it was like, you know, I was the only child, spoiled brat. So pretty much Christmas was like the best day, best time ever. Period. Let me read. Wait a minute. Kim Tony says, Barbie Dream House, Easy Bake Oven, roller skates with pom poms. And Simon and the Clue board game. Those was her favorite.
Wow. Who
yeah,
was that?
That's Kim Tony. Evangelist right. Kim Tony. I ain't seen her. We ain't seen you in a couple of days. Kim, where you
where
been?
Where you been, Kim?
I think a lot of girls wanted the Barbie Dream House.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie Dream House. So I had, if we go back to up until I loved Army Men. I loved Army Men. So I actually the regular little stiff didn't move.
Oh, the little, yeah.
Army men.
Yeah, the little green.
I loved Army men because I used to love to set up the whole battle. Because
they had
the scenario.
They had
to stand on them.
Yep.
And then you had the one dude that laid down.
Yep.
The sniper.
You ain't lying. Yeah.
So I loved the Army men. But then as I got to about 5 or 6, I liked action figures. I had the original G.I. Joe.
Wow.
Not the little bitty G.I. Joe, but the G.I. Joe that's about the size of that little Batman in the middle up there.
Wow.
He had real
wow.
hair. No, the little one in the middle of the window up
okay.
there. Yeah, yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. He had real hair. He had like fuzz
wow.
up there. And it was the original G.I. Joe with the kung fu grip.
Wow.
It came with a Jeep and a tank.
Wow.
That was about this big.
Wow.
All of that stuff. That was one of my favorites. But the best Christmas that started for me was right around 77, 78.
Okay.
Star Wars.
Ooh.
My mother knew I was the biggest Star Wars fan ever.
Wow.
So literally, when Christmas time came, I had one year I got every ship.
Wow.
And we talking, they are huge. I don't know if you guys have ever been to like a Toys R Us lately, but the Millennium Falcon,
yeah.
It's as big as this board. Here.
Wow.
I had the Millennium Falcon, the X-Wing fighter,
wow.
the ship that Darth Vader flew in.
Wow.
I had all of them and every action figure.
Wow.
Every one from Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, all the way down. Now watch this. Even the little stormtroopers.
Wow.
She bought a bunch of them so they could look like it was a bunch of stormtroopers.
Oh, wow.
So literally, and my mom, this is what my mom would do. My mom would take the stuff. She wouldn't leave it in the package. She would set it up.
Wow.
So when I walked out the room, it looked like the battle was already happening.
Oh, my God.
So all I had to do was just dive in.
Dive in.
And, man, so 6 o'clock in the morning, it's all out galactic war in the living room. So, but the best one came right before the Star Wars thing came out, which was when all that stuff started right over there.
Yeah.
The Batman utility belt.
Oh, my God.
I got a Batman utility belt for Christmas, and it changed my life. You couldn't tell me nothing.
Oh, my God.
And I'm talking about the big yellow one.
The big yellow.
Like dude had on the old TV
Lord
show.
Have mercy.
It had compartments. Look, it came with a pair of bat handcuffs.
Wow.
wow. Wait, bat shark spray.
Wow.
It came with everything. I never took it off.
Wow.
I mean, ever. You laughing? I mean, like ever. I wore it to church. Wait.
That was your American Express card.
Underneath my church clothes.
That was your American Express card. You didn't leave home without it.
The only place I couldn't take it was school. So I would literally wear it to the downstairs in my mom's building. I would wear it to the door and put it on the door. So as soon as I got back home, I'm so serious. I had to have it. It was there are pictures of me. Nobody has them now because I've confiscated most people who had the pictures because they tried to make fun of me. There's pictures of me with plaid pants on and a turtleneck with my Batman utility belt. Easter Sunday, I got on a Pierre Cardin suit with my Batman utility belt.
Did you feel super? Did you?
Yes.
You had superpowers?
Yes. Yes. Wherever. And
did
I'm telling
you. Walk like you had
yes.
Super,
yes.
Did did you sit down? Like
yes. Look, when, look, I couldn't wait for my mom. I told my mom, I said, wait, but here I go. We was at, I remember when I was a kid, I was like, you need to get a blue scarf. She said, a blue scarf? I said, yeah, you need a blue scarf. I want it so I can use it for a cake. And I would sit all day long in the house with this cake tied around.
Oh, my God.
Right. And then show you how my mama was an enabler. She said, no, that don't look right. So she would pin it on both shoulders.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So it would hang.
Oh, my God.
The right way. And I, all day, every day.
Man, that's hilarious.
The utility belt.
That's hilarious. Do they still make those?
They have them. I actually got one. It's one in
the. They still got do you still wear that?
They got a new one. No, I don't think I can. No, you know, I have one because I had a Batman costume some years ago.
Okay.
And I kept the belt.
Okay. He brought back memories.
But it had no room for no gadgets. So
okay.
It's just the newer belt. It's the one
okay.
that Christian Bale had on.
Okay.
Ain't no gadgets on that thing.
Okay.
I want the old school belt.
See, I can't.
Here we go with the belt.
If I had that belt.
Uh huh.
I'd be scratching all around because, you know, big people, I belt buckle right underneath. If we sit down for a period of time.
I knew it was going to be something.
We release that belt buckle.
I knew it was going to be something ignorant.
It was like a release. Like,
I knew it was going,
oh, my God.
It was going too well.
Then you start scratching. Man, if I had the utility belt on, I'd be scratching like this.
Man, that was the great. And then that's when all the Batman action figures started. I got the only gift. I had the cars. I had every Batmobile. Still got every Batmobile now.
Wow.
They're actually in a box.
Wow.
I'm waiting to get some shelving because I'm gonna put them up in here.
Wow.
On the wall because I got like I literally get two and then once my mom started recognizing I was collecting them, she would buy two.
Wow.
One I would play with, one that stayed wrapped up.
Wow.
And I have the comic books, but those were like my best ones. And then I think. The best Christmases was when video games of course started coming out, those was always cool, but the action figures was always the deal for me.
Man, I remember
always.
Me and my sister got this. You remember the Odyssey game?
Odyssey, yeah. Wait a minute, I know Odyssey. Wait. What was the Odyssey game?
Odyssey, yeah. It was way back, man. My grandmother gave it to us so we can split it for Christmas. Of course. My grandmother's favorite, my sister, because she was the oldest, and, you know, she in seventh grade wearing Louis Vuitton.
Wow.
So we always had to, some gifts we had to split.
Okay.
But there was one gift, man,
uh-huh.
that I might sound lame for this.
Okay.
I used to love.
Okay, what was that?
A Slinky.
Did yours go down the stairs?
I always tried.
The Slinky never went down
never.
The stairs.
It never
that,
got there.
That commercial lied.
They lied.
They
us,
lied
man.
On
a
the Slinky commercial.
Slinky.
Yeah.
Man, listen, I was so pissed. I used to try to make that thing just go.
It never went.
And it never went.
That they made that thing on the Slinky commercial look like it would just walk
man,
in your house.
I'm talking about follow me. Come in.
Right.
Slinky.
And it never went down the stairs.
Never did.
They had the plastic Slinky
yeah.
and the metal one. Neither one of them.
Man, listen, I was in love with the Slinky.
That
man.
Slinky didn't do nothing.
You know, nothing I was in love with. I was always wanting me a remote control Knight Rider car.
I had several remote control cars.
But I wanted the Knight Rider.
I never had the Knight Rider, but I had the Dukes of Hazzard.
You know, but you know, with the Knight Rider,
yeah.
off the remote control, you could push the button
and make him talk.
And make him talk.
I remember that.
Man.
I remember that.
Man.
I remember that.
Lord have mercy.
I remember that. One of my favorite moments when I was still in my senior year at Austin, 88.
Uh-huh.
It was my junior year at Austin, 87. I was working at a store. And if you got a story you want to share with Christmas, those
please
of you
do.
On the line,
please
just push
do.
One if you already called in on the line. If you want to dial in, those of you who are on Facebook Live, you want to share a story, you stream, whatever, just go ahead and hit the one button if you're already on the line and want to share a Christmas story with us. We'd
please
love to
do.
Hear it. If you want to email us, takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. For those of you on the line, just push one. That'll get you through to the producer. She'll let you in, and we'll be good to go. I worked at KB Toys.
Mm-hmm.
There was a toy store called KB Toys in Brickyard Mall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day. And so, you know, working in a toy store, like that was like my childhood dream.
Okay.
It was
working
like
a toy.
Just working in a toy store.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you can't ask for nothing better than this, you know.
Man.
So I'm in a toy store,
And so you either worked the register or you just went down the aisles cleaning up. So, you know, KB Toys was not a big store. You know, the only stores that were in the mall were KB Toys and another store was called Circus World.
Circus World.
Circus World.
Yeah.
Those were the inside.
In Brickyard, right?
Brickyard,
yeah.
And North Riverside had Circus World.
Yeah.
Brickyard had
KB Toys.
Right.
Yeah.
So in the store, my job was either clean out. If I wasn't on the register, I was just going down the aisles and restacking stuff. So on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays
mm-hmm.
were demo days.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I couldn't wait
Uh-oh.
For demo day.
Uh-oh.
So people was out there doing the little goofy stuff with demos, the little clapping monkey and
yeah.
all that. And I'm like, well, when am I going to get my turn? So then the day that Friday came and the manager said, well, Dana, tomorrow, Saturday, you're on demo for a couple of hours while you're in. He was like, do you know what it is you want to demo? He was like, because you only have this area outside the store. So he showed me this little fake perimeter that you can only go so far outside the store. It's pretty
uh-huh.
much about 10 feet
uh-huh.
from the doorway in either direction
uh-huh.
of the store. So I was like, okay, because I loved remote control cars,
uh-huh.
at the top at KB Toys were all these like nice remote control cars.
Uh-oh.
They had like remote control Porsche, remote
mm.
control Lamborghini,
mm.
Remote control Mercedes,
mm.
and these things were like $200. These were the real remote control cars, not them little $50 RC ones. These were the remote control ones. So the ones that cost like $200. So I said, okay. So I said, I want to demo one of those. And my manager was female. She said, well, Dana, nobody's going to buy that. She was like, you need the demo. I said, no. I said, somebody will buy it. She was like, you just want to play with it. She said, you know what? You go ahead and take it down. She says, after an hour, you need to switch and get something that we know people will buy. I said,
right.
Okay, no problem. I had to get on the ladder. The thing was dusty. They sitting at the top because nobody was buying them.
Wow.
Got it down. It took 10 batteries.
Wow.
In the car and 6 batteries.
In the remote.
In the remote.
Wow.
Right? So I got this thing down. I got this thing down. And I'm outside and I'm hitting it with this Lamborghini. I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. I'm driving this thing, right? So kids are coming in out the store. White lady walks by, right?
Wow.
So the little kid comes in. She was like, you can come in. She says, but you're not going to. She says, I'm not buying you anything. So he's playing around. So now I see him, and he's looking at the car. So they walk into the store. I got the car following him. In the store, right? In the store. So he looking, and he just laughing. He looking. So then he run, and I make the car speed up and catch it. So he runs. So, and the lady is giving me the dirtiest look. She was like, "You." I know she probably would call me something else, but, you know. So then it was like now she gets ready to leave out. So now she goes out the store, and he looking. And she, like, snaps. She's like, come on. I told you you weren't getting anything. You wanted to walk in the store. You said it was okay. So walked on out. They down, they headed towards, it was still called Learners back then.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't New York and company yet. They're headed towards Learner. I done took the car way past the perimeter of what they told me I could take the car. They about 5 stores down. Car still following the little boy. I come on back because the manager's like, Dana, where's the car? And I'm like, oh, okay. Brought the car back. 10 minutes later, lady come in the store. Where is that car?
Oh, wow.
She was like, they're up there. She was like, well, can I have one, please? The manager was like, one what? She's like, one of those. She's like, you do know it's $200. She was like, I need to buy the car.
Wow. Wow.
But she gave me the nastiest look. Look, and I looked at the little boy, and when he walked out, he turned around and looked at me. I was like,
oh, my God. What? You know, I don't know if you remember this show.
Uh-huh.
Channel 11.
Oh, Lord.
Or 26.
Uh-huh.
Spectrum Man.
Spectrum Man. Yeah.
Listen, they never had a toy for him.
One of my old buddies at Comcast said you had the same problem when we were at Comcast together. Yes, Eric. I bought one for myself. Yes.
Bro. Wow.
I'm sorry. Spectrum Man came on Channel 44, though.
44, okay.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. WSNS.
There you go. There you go. I knew it was
TV
one of them.
44.
Odd channel. They never had a toy.
No. No.
Never.
No Spectrum Man or Ultraman.
Or Ultraman.
They have them now, though.
Spectrum.
Wow.
Don't ask me how I know. Yeah. I'm going to ask that question. You don't have no kids.
No, but they have. I do, but he's grown. But,
I mean, right. No kids. No babies.
No. But it, they got Ultraman and Spectreman now. You said that.
It's on Amazon. I saw it. He's trying to get me.
Hey, I don't have one, no.
My kids don't know nothing about him.
No, they don't. Because, it, no, it was. Mm-mm.
Man, that was my show, man.
See, before there was a Voltron and a Transformer.
Spectreman.
That was Spectreman. Ultraman, watch this. I'm going to mess this whole thing up. And the Space Giants.
The Space Giants,
and
yeah.
Johnny Sacco's robot.
Yeah.
Y'all don't
boy,
know
you
about.
Own it, bro. Man, listen, my funniest Christmas story.
Uh-huh.
So, you guys hear me talk about my family a lot, how we was poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this one Christmas, we decided all to go to Kmart to go get us an outfit and some Christmas gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But we had one problem.
Okay.
We didn't have no money.
Oh.
So we all got in the van.
Okay.
And
this ain't finna be good.
I use this as a testimony, I promise you.
Okay, this ain't finna be good.
We all got in the van and we plotted. We going to Kmart to get us some outfits and some stuff.
But y'all ain't got no money.
No money.
Okay.
Man, I got an auntie.
This ain't finna be good.
She got a TV and a microwave outside of Kmart and didn't pay nothing for it. Amen. So listen. I need an outfit for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
I got me a pair of stonewashed jeans and a red, white, and blue sweater shirt.
From Kmart. But you ain't had no money.
No money. So the cash, we all had to go in the washroom at a different time.
Y'all pray for the pastor.
To put our clothes underneath the clothes that we had on.
Y'all pray for the booster.
So in essence, we came in skinny, but walked out fat.
I'm done.
So I'm putting on my clothes. The rental clothes.
Uh-huh.
Like rent a spoon, I rented some clothes. I rented some clothes from Kmart. So as I'm putting on my clothes, my uncle was in the next stall and he was kinda tall.
Uh-huh.
My Uncle Thurman.
Uh-huh.
And he real tall, slim.
Uh-huh.
And all I hear was, "Hey, what are you doing over there?" Man, I almost one and two on myself. Man, I was shaking so hard because I thought I got caught. So short and long, everybody got something except my grandmother. My grandmother didn't want to plan that, but she was there. She wasn't planning it. So we all get back in the van, right? Now we got all this merch. We all laughing, talking, short. I came in looking like I was skinny, but I came out looking like Fat Albert. When you're doing that, you can't just pick your exact size. You just got to get a size. My pants were so long, they were so big,
I can't even.
But I knew I had a new outfit.
So
watch this.
I'm done.
We get ready to leave Kmart.
I'm done.
My Uncle Junebug driving. And one of the taillights was all out in the van.
Before we
left out the parking lot, the police pulled us over. Lord have mercy. We all in the car. We finna go to jail. Somebody started singing a hymn. Somebody was praying. Man, my grandma said, "I'm gonna leave y'all."
I'm done.
Man, listen.
I'm done. Y'all pray for the past.
Times was rough, man.
Y'all pray for
we
the past.
We had to do it like we had, man. We had to get it in, man. I talk about that story all the time.
Eric say, "Tell him he need to stop. It ain't too late for you to go to jail."
Well, I didn't say wait, Kmart.
You only 7 years on that, man. Only thing, yeah, you good. You all right.
Man, that was about 30, that was over 30 years.
Did he say Junebug? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Uncle Junebug.
But statute of limitation is 20 years. Yeah, you good.
Okay, we passed.
Yeah, all right. He just made it.
Yeah, we made it. No, actually, it was a long time ago. Hey, I never forget that. Man, listen here.
I'm so done right now. Look, y'all, please do me a favor. Y'all watching on Ustream, hit the share button. Y'all watching on Facebook Live, hit the share button. Please share this with your family, your friends, or whatever, because the article that we're going to get into is going to be really, really good. It's going to be real good. Because if you got praise and worship teams in your church,
wow,
and you have worship leaders in your church, it's some stuff that they just should not say.
Should not say. I'm tired of hearing
it. It's just some stuff that they just should not say. So we're going to definitely have some fun with that when we get back, y'all. So anyway, man, look, if you got something you want to share. Oh, we did get an email, though. Priscilla says, "My slinky went down the stairs. I still have the metal one." Well, I want to know what you did to get yours to work. Because I'm pretty, slick when it comes to toys. Mine just fell.
Priscilla, you must have the expensive one.
Okay, you didn't have a real slinky. Sorry.
I mean, not all the time. No, because the real one didn't come in different colors. No.
The real one was just that silver
that
one.
That was it.
That was it.
That was the real
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that was it.
It wasn't the smaller one?
So you had a different kind of slinky.
Listen, here.
It wasn't really a slinky anymore.
Man, I had a slinky.
It was something like a slinky.
I had a slinky that needed crutches.
It was something like a slinky.
It was a slink. It wasn't a slinky. It was a slink. I had one of them things you can just toss and it bounce back up by itself. You know, you toss it and it bounce up.
Y'all pray for the pastor.
It was
y'all.
Man. We like that dog at the bar. It was rough.
you pray for the.
It was rough.
Y'all pray for the pastor. Anyway, y'all, look, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to jump into. We're going to jump right into this conversation, man. We'll be right back. Y'all, oh my God, dude, you need help, man. We need to. I had to pray for you some kind of way. We need to do something because you. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO, man. I can't even talk to you no more.
Hey, this is Dana.
And I'm Devon.
And you're listening to Taking the Limits Off Radio. We just want to wish all of our listeners a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
And a superb Happy New Year.
Superb. I like that. That's good. Y'all stay blessed.
We are back. Look, y'all, we have this really good article. We had to sign in a different way today. We were having some issues with our provider. Blog Talk was having some issues, so we had to use a different provider. So that's why the music kind of looked bogus. I'm not happy about that at all.
It sound nervous.
It don't it? Like, yeah, scary. Like somebody holding it by the throat or something. Anyway, we had this really good article, you all, and it's entitled 9 Things I Wish Worship Leaders Did Not Say. 9 Things I Wish Worship Leaders Did Not Say. I just had the article up a minute ago, and then it disappeared. Anyway, it is a really good article, and we're going to jump into it. But again, I want to make sure you got this. There are some things, I'm sure you've all experienced this before, that there have been things in your that you've heard your worship leader say, and you go, wait a minute, what is that? Or some stuff you just tired of your person saying. So we're going to jump right into it. The article is listed on churchplants.com, and it's entitled 9 Things We Wish Worship Leaders Didn't Say. This is what he says. The writer says, we've all been in that worship service, the one that got really awkward real fast. He says, really fast, when the worship leader said the wrong thing. He didn't mean to. He was trying. But it happened. He said something, and the feeling got sucked out of the room.
Some of this stuff is hilarious. I'm sorry.
He says, the pastor covered his mouth because of the heresy coming out of the worship leader's mouth. It happened. So what did he say? Here are 9 things I wish worship leaders didn't say or that they said less. Pastor Park.
Turn to your neighbor. And said,
go ahead.
Whatever. He said, listen, I'm an introvert, so I hate any time that I have to turn and say anything to anyone. I do this sometimes in a sermon, but rarely if ever.
maybe two times in 8 years. If you're a guest at a church, you don't want to turn to your neighbor and do anything unless it's your wife. And then you certainly don't want to be in church for what you have in mind. That's right. That's right. Don't tell them to turn to their neighbor and say something. I was at one church where they put on the screen during the welcome time, hug 18 people. Nope. Time to sit down and check out.
So turn to your
– now,
you, I think you can overdo it.
We can.
You can overdo it. There's nothing wrong with once or twice. I know some pastors.
Yeah.
I ain't calling no name.
Yeah.
Because I get in trouble.
Yeah.
But I know some pastors that will say, turn
out
to your neighbor. Slap your neighbor. Touch your neighbor. High five
yeah.
your neighbor. I'm waiting for somebody to say, can somebody kick your neighbor in the throat? I'm
yeah.
just waiting on something.
You know, now, honestly, the purpose of them is to engage.
That's
to
the purpose
to get
of
engaged.
Yes. Yes.
And then that's one purpose.
That's one.
The other is it's a filler word.
Oh,
for a
when you ain't got nothing when you
yeah,
trying to
yes,
fill a gap.
Yes, sir. When you try to fill a gap, when you when you have run out of work.
Oh.
Now you and then half the time, most people when you say turn to your neighbor, it takes them a while to tell what to tell your neighbor because they really don't know exactly. It just fits well.
And if your sound system ain't good.
Yes, sir.
And you telling people, turn to your neighbor and say,
yes,
neighbor, I rebuke the this and the that. And people go, what'd he say?
Yes, sir.
What,
right. Exactly.
So, and then only one of y'all is saying it because only one of y'all actually heard. Yeah, it can get a little overwhelming.
See, I'm careful with it because, like you said, I butcher words a lot. and so I don't want to say turn to your neighbor and fill on them. Turn to your neighbor and slap them in the face. You know, sometimes I said things out of my mouth that I don't even know what is about to come. So if I this man just slid all the way down in the chair.
I'm sorry.
And this man just slid down like he on a sliding board.
You said, you do butcher some words.
I know my weakness. I do.
Okay.
I try to be careful with the things I said. What I had you know. I said this before, like sometimes it's good to have someone in the audience that know word search or that's good with words because when you're saying a sentence and if it don't, the words you're trying to use don't fit in that sentence, they'll give you a look like, and so you know it wasn't right. So I can't stand worship leaders. To start saying, turning your name, neighbor, you ought to thank God you don't look like what you're going. I mean, just, you know, that ain't your place. As a worship leader, your place is to just usher. I mean, your engagement is with you and God, not you and the people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And
there's nothing wrong with it, but there can be too much overkill.
Too much.
Because
you up there acting a fool. You doing exercises up there, running across the pulpit. And every 5 seconds, you want me to tell somebody something. What if that person breath stank? I'm going to tell you, neighbor.
You know what?
Look at your neighbor and tell him. Man, some people breath stank, man.
I knew you was going to take it.
Man, I'm just being real, man. Some people need some out toys, dealt toys.
I knew you was going to take it.
Double mint, peppermint. They need it, man. I don't want to do that. Some people come to church with morning breath. You don't want that. You don't want, man. They look at you, you're like, oh, what was that? So you mean tell me somebody with bad breath never came to you and said something and you did a double take like, what was that?
Kim Tony, we're going to put you on punishment. Evangelist Kim Tony says, stop saying God loves a cheerful giver after you collected the offering and it's not the amount you anticipated.
Oh, my God.
Then she says she heard the minister say, Jesus H. Christ, and what's the H for Henry?
Oh, my God.
See, I'm done. Number two. I can't with y'all. Number two. It says this. Let me tell you what I just heard in the sermon. This is what the worship leader is saying. Let me tell you what I just heard in the sermon. The writer says this. A pastor spends anywhere from 5 to 20 hours on a sermon. That's
yes, sir.
Sometimes more than that.
That's more than that.
He says, you heard it for the first time with everyone else. Please don't re-preach the sermon. Now, if you're prepared thought through it, great. But almost every time a worship leader says something off the cuff or prays something off the cuff, heresy follows.
Mm.
Not bad heresy, just things that sound slightly off. Worship leaders, if you're going to talk or pray right out ahead of time, be prepared. You teach your church about God every time you open your mouth. Make sure what comes out is correct.
And that's why it's so big. You know, worship leaders, I know some worship leaders don't even know the words to the songs they singing.
Wow. Wow.
No, I'm serious.
Wow.
I just learned this, and I'm not going to put it on blast.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me, I mean, she's a fabulous singer, anointed.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about you probably seen her many, many stages in the city of Chicago, big and small.
Okay.
And she told me, I keep my phone on the podium.
Okay.
With the words in there. So if I forget the words, I could always go back to it.
Yeah.
I believe worship leaders spend less time trying to entice and spend more time in memorizing the words to the song. They spend less time up there because help them at lip so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not because that's the spirit of God. It's because they forgot the words. You know, don't stop blaming. The Lord gave me a prophetic. No, the Lord didn't give you nothing.
Mm.
The Lord is precise. He does things in order,
mm-hmm.
And there's no need for you to come back. Mm-hmm. And this is what made me a good worship leader at Greater St. John.
Okay.
And I taught the other ministers this. You don't have to close again
after I done closed.
After the pastor have closed.
Right. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can quote a scripture or something, and just like the word of God said, and that's it. You don't have to go into his same point.
Right.
No, he spent endless times of preparation.
Right.
Preparing for this. Stop plagiarizing. That's plagiarism. That is spiritual plagiarism. At least give me the credit. Man, at least said it. What pastor said? No, stop it. You don't. I mean, stop trying to cuff. You spend time with God, and He'll give you some words. You devil.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Trying to re-preach a sermon
again, y'all. We're talking about nine things I wish worship leaders didn't say.
Let me tell you what
number
I just
three.
Heard.
Come on.
And half the time, I'm sorry. Half the stuff they heard is only a cliche.
You know what? Come on. Number three.
Who's excited and ready to sing today?
Uh-oh.
Everybody should be. You should be the one excited. Almost no one. It's early, and we had a fight all the way to church, and our kids was difficult, and I stayed up too late on Saturday night. Also, almost everyone hates to sing in public, especially men. That's true,
mm-hmm.
Especially men that really can sing. You just need to be aware of that. We also don't like to clap and sing at the same time because almost no one can do that. That's just like clapping and chewing gum. It's difficult. Amen.
You know what?
It's not bad. We just aren't very good at it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You know this Caucasian because most blacks got we got a little rhythm. Some of us do. Also, can't sing as high as you can. So when you sing really high, watch this. We know you are awesome at having incredible range. We stop singing. Why should I try to compete with you with range? If I'm speaking high, I'm going to crack. I'm going to holler, scream, and do everything but the right thing.
I knew there was going to be some things I agree with, some things I didn't. Excited to sing, yeah, we all should be excited to sing. However, you can't you can't force people in the congregation to sing. I've learned that the hard way. Because you will get discouraged yourself.
Lord, would you get discouraged?
Trying to get some folk in the congregation to follow you with you or sing along with you.
And then also, you got to make sure you sing songs.
Yeah, that people know.
People know.
That's true.
Halftime, people not singing because they don't know the words.
That is true.
Here, I'm going to tell y'all this. When come to First Bethel,
mm-hmm.
They sing songs totally different from what I'm accustomed to. The wording.
Okay.
I'm not lying.
Oh, Lord.
I kept that to myself until one Friday, a musician stopped by. And I asked him, I said, man, Doc, how was rehearsal? He said, man, it was pretty good, but they sung some words that I wasn't used to. and you know, I said, okay, I can agree with you because I was like that too.
Okay.
See, I'm not no drop-down singer like that. So when you really not –
You used to sing in the group?
Yeah, with Judah. I can background now.
Oh, okay.
Background and leading is two different things.
Oh.
I can background you all day long. I'm talking about I can get down with the big dogs.
Okay.
But when it's talking about just really taking over the circle. Now, don't get me wrong. When the anointing can fall on you, then it's different.
Uh-huh.
However, I'm not that guy that just going to come up and oh, yeah, I know I'm going to dump this house. If some people can do that. However, I try to sing songs. Not only do the people know, but songs that I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been telling Mother Fleming gave me a hymn book. I thought it was a book. And since she gave me a hymn book, I do a concert every Sunday now. Because I'm confident in the words.
You know what?
Now, here, man, singers get frustrated when people don't sing along with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I asked them this question. How do you think a pastor feel when he's preaching and you're not coming along with him?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And half the time, people not singing because they really don't know the words.
That's true. That's true. That's why when you pick, that's why you need to even be careful with congregational hymns.
You do.
Just because it's in the hymn book don't mean folk know it.
That's right.
So, you know, people, because I know some preachers who'll be like, turn the page 417.
417.
And it's a song that you ain't never seen before. The musician who can read music is looking at you like, what is this? Because it's something that, you know, that we just don't know. Let's keep going. Again, we're talking about 9 things I wish worship leaders would stop saying. Number 4 says this. Father God, dear Father God, Holy Father God. He says, this one drives me nuts. It's almost like the worship leader forgot God's name or needs to remind God of his name or remind the church who they're praying to. I don't get this. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, because I've heard this in prayers. I know a preacher.
Uh-huh.
Me and my favorite niece in the whole wide world, Danielle, when he prays, we used to have a contest. We would guess how many times he was going to say Father in the prayer.
All right, so I'm guilty. So I don't say Father.
What's your word?
Amen.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you amen yourself in your prayer.
So, no, not just prayer.
Uh-huh.
So this is just recently. I was preaching out at a church, and honest to God, I'm talking about folks. I mean, I felt the glory of God in that place.
Uh-huh.
I seen folks, no dry eye, folks shouting. I'm like, man, the Lord really used me. Until a little kid came up to me and said, you did well, but you said amen 247. This is my right hand to God. That kid said, Pastor, you did well, but you said amen 247 times. So my stupid self looked at him, where your mama at? And this is the thing. I said it 247 times, but there ain't no telling how many times I said it before he started counting.
Right, right. Yeah, we had contests. I remember on Bible study, he used to pray us out. On Bible study nights, and we would sit there, and Danielle and I, we would look at each other, and we would just we would mouth something like this.
That's hilarious.
And I'd be like, 47.
That's hilarious.
And then he would start praying.
Now I know where I got it from.
Wait, and then we sitting there every time he hit one, we nod and we count and we like 32.
Wow.
32,
wow.
40.
Wow.
And then he would like break both numbers.
Oh.
And then wait, we had nerve to get mad. We pick 40 and he do like 20. We like,
oh my God.
What happened?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got it from Pastor Ackery.
Really?
I know yep.
Okay.
He does it a lot.
Okay.
And so I'd be wondering if y'all gonna count how many times I do it.
How many times has he done it?
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Hey, I know I'm guilty of that.
Oh God.
Shame the devil, tell the truth. Tell the truth, shame the devil.
Kim Tony.
I almost bitch that one.
Right, yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Okay, let me just move on.
So we're having a heat front, you know.
Okay with you.
It's going to be 50 degrees Sunday, heat front.
Okay. Kim Tony says, stop having the person who has a severe lisp read the announcements.
Oh, my God. Hey, that's hilarious.
Then she said, tired of hearing the minister ask for a witness. You clearly don't have one.
You clear.
Now, can I get a witness?
I don't do that one. I don't do that one.
Can I get a witness?
I think that's old school.
Do I have any witnesses?
Yeah, I think that's old school.
Yeah, it is. That's an old school. You got to be like, you know, in your late 50s or 60s to be asking.
And to be honest with you, they don't even wait for a witness to respond.
No, they go ahead.
They just keep going.
They used to not get one.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
Let's go.
But I remember
what you got.
Man, listen. When I first got to church a long time ago, and the preacher used to say, amen. I used to look around like, who are you talking to? Like, Are you mad? He kept saying, hey, man. I'm like, man, that was, hey, man. Like, who are you talking to for real?
Right.
For real, man, I was church illiterate.
Oh, God.
For real. The lingo, and some of the lingo now, I just can't stand it. I'm not one of them average. You know, when preachers start talking, they turn into their preacher voice.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to talk about that, too. It's on here, too.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about that. Oh, right. Matter of fact, it's now.
Number five. Go for it.
All right. A wispy breath prayer.
Uh-huh.
This goes right along with the Father God prayer, this wispy, romantic, Barry White prayer voice. I remember taking a friend to church. He wasn't a Christian. And the worship leader broke out the Barry White voice prayer voice. My friend leaned over and said, is he trying to seduce us? I kid you not. Just be yourself. Your voice is good enough to sing on stage. It's good enough to talk to us. Don't use a British accent if you're from America. Be you. We're African-American preachers.
Uh-huh.
Are so guilty on this.
Uh-huh.
I don't care if you're a preacher, pastor, a pope, evangelist, cardinal. I mean, you know, we are terrible on with our preacher voice. We can talk all hood, but then as soon as we get in the pulpit, may the Lord bless you real good. Man, don't be sounding sexy to me. My name is not Delicious, man.
Oh, God.
I can't stand, man. Listen, wow. That's one of my pet peeves.
Wow.
For a man to change his voice to make it seem like he's deeper than what he really is.
Wow.
Man, cut that out. That's not fair, man. That's unnecessary roughness, man. I'm throwing a flag on you. You turn into a Barry White in the pool. I mean, knowing you got a high-pitched voice. And then all of a sudden,
hey, how you doing today? Come on, touch your neighbor.
Man, are you serious?
And then by the time they get to the end, they'll be right back at the high-pitched voice anyway.
Yeah, and then sad part, that's why people be looking at you crazy. Like, no, you didn't just change on me like that. What for you do that for? What for you do that for? That was my Uncle Jody word. What for you do that for?
I can't.
Listen, that's one of my pet peeves for guys. To when they start, I never forget. I was just recently at a funeral,
mm-hmm.
and I know the preacher. I know him well,
mm-hmm.
and I really never heard him preach before.
Okay,
but he gets up, and I know how he sounds.
Okay,
and he started praying,
mm-hmm.
and I'm you know I closed my eyes with him.
Okay,
but then when he started talking,
mm-hmm.
I have to look up.
Okay,
who is this?
Uh huh.
Man, the man trying to sound so deep. And he was putting words that don't even need to be in there.
So here's the deal. And again, I haven't been, you know, maybe some of you pastors or preachers can answer this question. I guess it's with the inflections in the voice. Because, you know, you have some pastors, if you ever watch anyone preach or teach, you know, they start off in this lower registry. And then before you know it, they start off on a good, you know, three.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get good, they get to five.
Yeah.
And then at some point, they end up on eight.
That's their pace. That's what they call it.
Right.
That's what they call it.
Right. But, you know.
Patience.
Yeah. But it's like the inflections in the voice and all of that. It's that whole black gospel preaching style.
But, you know, nothing what hurt us.
Yeah.
If there's a good mic system.
Oh, yeah.
See, now that's what hurt us, because if there's a good mic system,
you hear everything.
Man, smacking in the microphone, like every word. I don't believe that when you're talking, you need to smack after you say each word. Man, that is so disgusting.
Like you just drank some good lemonade.
Yeah, man, that is so disgusting.
Kim Tony says, stop trying to quote Jude 1:24, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, etc. She says, but you don't know the word, so just stop.
Man, Kim, sad girl. Man, that happened all the time.
Let me tell you, I tore it up one Sunday. And if I didn't tear it up, I mixed two of them together. I was supposed to be now unto him who's able to keep you. I did now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all who. I went from one to the other. I mixed it. Hey, look, you got a benediction. You just got a double portion.
I seen a preacher. I'm not lying to y'all on this. I seen a preacher at a funeral that was reading Psalms 23, 23rd number Psalms.
Oh, Lord.
And he added 27 number of Psalms.
Oh, Lord.
And listen, I'm talking about
Oh, Lord.
Listen, I don't understand.
Help us, yeah.
How he got through. I mean, I'm sitting there. I was crying.
Help us.
I was literally crying because he did mention at the end, man, they did get the message, though. I'm not lying to you, man. Listen, we got to be careful, man.
Wow, wow. That is too funny. That's too funny. We're going to keep it going, y'all. We go number six.
Good.
Number six. Here we go. Again, we're talking about nine things I wish the worship leader would stop saying. He says, number six, I can't hear you. Yes. Because we aren't singing. We don't know the songs, so we aren't singing. The lights and the fogs are too flashy, so we feel like we're at a show and we don't need to participate.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, that's you know, for some reason, we in turn worship into romanticism. We're romantic. I can't. What word did you just destroy? What in the whole world? Hey. I'm so done. I just can't. Hey. Hey, y'all got me crying.
I can't. This is it.
Hey, I'm crying.
I am going on vacation from TTLO. Tanya, find somebody to come in here and sit with dude. I need a break because I just. I'm done. I'm just so done right now. I can't.
Hey, I got to crap. Hey, moving on. Hey, oh my God. Listen, I'm sorry, y'all. Hey, I'm crying for real, man. Oh my God. Man, listen, I need help, y'all.
You ain't lying. You
hooked on phonics didn't work for me.
No. You.
Oh my God.
Wait, Tanya done sounded it out for you. Wait, hold on. Let me put it up on the screen. She done said, bless your heart. She's trying to help you out. You see, can you see that?
Romanticism.
What did you say? I don't even know.
I forgot.
Good. Don't say it no more. Don't you ever. That ain't what he said, though. See, he didn't. Yeah. Okay. I'm done.
Oh.
I don't even know where we.
Romanticism.
Stop.
All right. Listen.
She gave a definition, the state or quality of being romantic.
Oh, man.
Romanticism.
Oh, my God, man.
Romanticism. That's beautiful. Don't say it no more, though.
There it is.
You said we'll turn praise
our
and worship.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
Into a romantic atmosphere.
Okay, concerts. Gotcha.
Yeah, and so what happens, we whining and dining. The worship leader riding and dining the members.
Right.
And they don't look at it in this perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. We done dim light. And you know, what fits you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want nobody to feel uncomfortable in worship.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we in a black church.
Mm-hmm.
Lights out, watch your purse.
You know what?
I'm serious, man. You know, everybody in the Church of God is not holy.
Oh, God.
I'm serious. Watch your Bible.
Oh, God.
Watch your glasses.
Number seven, please. Just do number seven, please.
Let's give God a hand, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
This is often a plea for applause for you. If people want to give God a hand or you a hand, they will. And that's true. You know,
that one, I'm gonna disagree with.
Now I'm talking about in the beginning of the service, I'm fine with that.
Uh huh.
But don't overdo it. Like here, I done seen this. Every person, for instance, you're in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And every person they call up, like you in the program,
yeah.
And every person who call up, whether they're doing a short talk, they're doing remarks, singing, the first thing everybody said, well, let's give God a praise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand what he's saying from this perspective.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying don't do it overall, but man,
I'm all for doing it at during praise and worship.
Sure.
When you're opening up worship,
sure.
Whatever. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
But all the way, like the
but
captain,
no, not just keep, yeah.
Catholics got a problem with it. They don't have a problem clapping.
Mm-hmm.
I won't go to Catholic church because they stand up and sit down too much.
Well, they would say that about our – well, you would say that about some churches you go to.
But no, but here, our church is not mandated. They force you to. Catholics is mandated.
Well, yeah.
You, I mean,
because so I'm trying to think. Okay, so we have like now you're not required to stand up during praise and worship. I think you should, but you're not required.
Stand up to your best feet.
Right. Okay. So you stand up for that. Then after that, then you have the. If you still do responsive readings in your church, then you stand up for the responsive reading.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you got the Lord's Prayer,
mm-hmm.
you're standing up for the Lord's Prayer. Then you sit down after the Lord's Prayer. The choir sing. When the choir is done singing, we have intercessory prayer or congregational prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's just that person. But if you happen to do an altar call, then mm-hmm. that everybody once again who's going to come to the altar standing up. So mm-hmm. then you're standing up again. Then you go back. Now it's time for the congregational song.
Mm-hmm.
You stand up for the congregational song. So now you stood up again. So now the congregational song is over. Now it's time for the offering. Mm-hmm. Will everybody please stand?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're standing for the offering. Mm-hmm. Now you're walking around to drop your stuff off in the tithe box and you go back. Now the choir sings the song before the pastor preaches, mm-hmm. and then now the pastor stands up to read the Bible and he says, hey, if you have your Bible, please stand for the
uh-huh.
reading and in reverence to the word of God.
Uh-huh.
So we just stood up almost as many times as the Catholics up in this
piece. And then the problem is, by the time it's time for the preacher to tell everyone to stand, they tie. They tired. I mean, you know,
it's a lot of yeah.
You shaped like me. You tired.
Well, can I go Bible on you?
Yeah.
When Solomon, I believe it was Solomon, was designing the temple.
Uh-huh.
He designed it. He gave you the size of the walls, the size of the floor, the size of the ceiling, and the size of the rooms,
mm-hmm.
and everything else. There's one thing that Solomon did not design in the temple.
Talk about it.
There were no seats.
There was no seats whatsoever.
So you stood.
But thank God, in the New Testament days.
But there were no seats in the temple.
That's true.
So you stood in worship, or you either stood or you laid prostrate.
But I guarantee they didn't stay in worship as long as we did.
Now that, my friend, might be the truth.
Amen.
That might be the truth. Where we at?
Number 8.
He says, let's sing from our heart. What does that even mean? I have no idea what that means, he says. I went to Bible college, seminary, and I'm 80% done with theological doctorate degree. And he says, I have no idea what this means. Someone, please tell me how you sing from your heart instead of your mouth or your gut. Really? Really? See, now he's being petty.
Yeah, he is.
But again, I think it's one of those things where you've heard it so many times,
mm-hmm.
Like sing from your heart or sing from your belly, sing from your gut, you know, yeah. But yeah, it can be a little bit, and you only hear it when people aren't singing. You only hear it when you're not getting any response back from the audience, or you don't feel like you're getting enough of a response.
Uh-huh.
You say sing it from your belly, because now the 10 people that's actually up singing with you, you need them to sound like 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you scream. So you scream out, sing it from your belly. Oh my God. Let's go. Number 9. Hit it.
Be here now, Jesus.
What?
Be here now.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Okay.
This is one of the worst things a worship leader can say. Is Jesus not there before you said this? Was the Holy Spirit not on the move before you asked him to be on the move? Or God would just want more of you. You have all of God you need. That's not the problem. The problem is we don't see God.
Mm.
We don't have the eyes and the ears for God, and not that he isn't here.
Mm-hmm.
Worship leaders, remember, what you say and do on stage teaches us how to connect to God and worship. It also helps us respond to a sermon just heard or prepare our hearts to hear God's word. You have an enormous task. Many of you take it seriously, for which I and you, your churches should all are grateful.
Amen. That's good. So I think he was being a little bit over the top with some of these, but hey, it's still some stuff. It's a lot of stuff that was pretty right on, spot on, legit, with stuff that you're just tired of hearing in the church. I still can't get over you in that word. but it is good. It is good. So, all right. So what you got going on for Christmas, man?
Oh, man, nothing. I don't have no plans, but some morning service.
Uh-huh.
I'm praying that the saints come.
Your service is still at 11?
At 11 o'clock,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt it wasn't necessary to change it because if I changed it, they definitely won't come.
Okay.
And so 11 to – I'm trying to get out of there at 12:05.
So you're trying to have 65 minutes.
Yeah,
I – yeah.
I already got a call. One, my choir director texted me and said, Pastor, do we have to sing Sunday? I said, well, it'd be nice. Then she came back. I was hoping we didn't have to. I said, okay, you don't have to.
Oh.
And so
that means she ain't coming.
I mean, probably not. You know, I learned this, man.
That's what that means.
I'm not trying to force anyone.
Yeah, because guess what? If you really don't want to be there,
yeah,
it's going to show.
Yeah, I don't want to force
Seriously,
anyone.
It's going to show. It's going to show in your worship. It's going to show.
Yeah.
And I think you know, Christmas, I think if you know, the smart thing to do is you can, it's a time to take a look at your service and say, okay, do we have to do all of this? I know you got to take up your offering. So ain't nobody going to tell y'all not to do the offering because ain't nobody trying to go there. But I really do think you need to maybe look at your service and say, okay, do we, you know, we got three songs being sung. Maybe we only need one.
Yeah.
Maybe we only need to praise and worship, and then the choir don't sing until the choir sing, and then the pastor preach.
Oh, honestly, my flow going to be just,
yeah,
devotion, praise and worship, however you want to put it. Do our fellowship hour.
Right.
I'm coming right back, preach your word, offering, we gone.
Kim Tony says, stop those deacons from singing Dr. Watt hymns if they don't know the words. Amen.
Hey, Kim, I don't think nobody know real words to Dr.
Amen.
Watt.
Amen.
We don't do them, and it may be because we don't have an older deacon. But all the churches I've been to.
I'm going to come over there one Sunday.
Come on, boy.
I'm going to wait until I right in the middle, and I'm going to bust in like old girl on the color purple.
I'm going to walk in. Hello, I am.
Yes, sir.
It's child of God.
I'm just going to bust in.
Yes, sir. they all look at. Is he all right? Man.
I just got bust in. Okay, so, right. So I will be Saturday.
Yeah, what you got going
on? I will be, we're not bowling this week. I got 2 weeks off. So, team, look here, team. We got 2 weeks off. Hopefully, the Christmas present we all be praying for is some wins.
Yeah.
Can we get some wins for Christmas, Jesus?
Yeah.
Can Santa Claus bring us a couple of weeks of winning? Just
yeah,
a few weeks. Can we string about four? At least can we get about 4-5 weeks of winning? I
Come
mean,
on.
Because right now we like the bad.
Come on.
I'm just gonna leave that alone. But Saturday, I will be joining the mission team here from Kingdom. We'll be at this transitional home called Interfaith. It's at the Boulevard over on Franklin. What's the address? Well, I guess I don't need to write the address, but it's called the Boulevard. It's on Franklin. And we'll be serving Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve.
Awesome.
From 4 to 6,
That's
I believe,
awesome.
4 to 6. And I've been asked by Deacon Rice, who's over one of the people over the mission. He said, would you be prepared to give him about 5 minutes, about a good 5 or 10 minute a sermonette or something? I'll have something. We're gonna pray about it. But I'll have something. But that's this Saturday. We'll be with the mission team from Kingdom Baptist Church. We'll be at Interfaith House. It's called the Boulevard. And we'll be serving Christmas dinner.
That's good.
Over there and dessert and all that good stuff. So we did Thanksgiving earlier this year.
That's good.
And I told you, the guy, when he was eating the greens, he almost was in tears. He said, I ain't had this since I left Mississippi.
Wow.
So I actually got my mom is making some dessert, and Sister Priscilla is making I think she made a cake. I got to go pick it up when I leave here to have for tomorrow. So hopefully I don't cut it in between time.
That's dangerous.
Y'all pray for me. Pray for me.
What kind of cake is it?
It's probably going to be pound cake, seven-mug
yeah.
cake. You know, good old pound cake, seven-mug cake. Pray us out, Doc.
Father in heaven, we thank you and we appreciate your glory, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that we have one of the greatest weekends ever, God.
Yes, God.
We speak holiday blessings over all the believers' lives and even our lives, God. We love you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's been wonderful. We hope y'all got something out of today's show. It was fun, man.
Yeah.
It was fun. And look, I hope y'all, look,
Stay romantic.
I pray every. Stay romantic, Lord have mercy. I pray you all get some of the desires of your heart for Christmas. I pray everybody, we have faith that you guys will have a safe and prosperous Christmas and holiday. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. I know you got some good shiny stuff going to come up under the tree. And even if you don't get what you want, still be happy because you still have your life, your health, and your strength. Hug somebody. Tell them you love them. Have a good holiday. And we will see y'all on the day after Christmas on Monday to talk about what we did get, what we didn't get, and all that good stuff. And hopefully don't none of y'all tap the food for Christmas like some of y'all did for Thanksgiving. We're going to bless the Lord.
That's
look
right.
here. And if you're in the city of Chicago, look here. Keep your head on a swivel. We got to go, y'all. Take it easy and stay blessed. Peace.
Hey, this is Dana.
And I'm Devon.
And you're listening to Taking the Limits Off Radio. We just want to wish all of our listeners a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
And a superb Happy New Year.
Superb. I like that. That's good. Y'all stay blessed.
Hey, this is Dana from the Taking the Limits Off Radio Show. I just want to wish all of our listeners and their families a blessed Christmas and a Happy New Year.